Hello, girls. Darla Shine is here, Happy Housewife number one. I am very happy today because it's a whole new world for me. I am so excited. I have Dana in Michigan. Dana, guess what has happened today?
Uh-oh, what?
I did it. I put my children in private school. Today was their first day.
Wow.
Well, we're going to see how it goes. We have a two-day trial. I committed to only 2 days to make sure everything was going to be okay, but I'm done. I've had it with the public schools. I've had it with the teacher mob.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what it is. I don't know about the rest of the country, but on Long Island, the teachers union is like the mafia. You cannot go against them. And you pay your property taxes, and if you don't pass your school budget, you're hounded and tortured and aggravated and annoyed, and people come after you. It's like the mafia. So what happened is last year our school district did not pass the budget, Dana.
Uh-oh.
So what do you think happened? I'll tell you what happened. The children's amenities were cut out. Sports programs were cut out. My son's enrichment program was cut out. So they cut out all these programs, but no teacher got a cut in their pay.
Oh, of course not.
No teacher went without their bonus.
Ugh.
And this is what really pisses me off. Once a teacher gets tenure,
mm-hmm.
they're untouchable unless they rape a four-year-old. You cannot touch those teachers. You know they could even molest a child and not lose their job?
I'm not surprised.
So I have been so aggravated with Connor's situation at school. You've all been listening to me. I've been talking about this for 2 years. You know, we've had problems with bullies.
Mm-hmm.
The school does nothing about it. I've had problems with my son being hysterical because he's bored.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the teacher gave him like janitorial duty because he was bored, and then he had to like clean the chalkboards.
Uh-huh.
And there's no honors program. So if you're really smart, you're frustrated because there's nowhere for you to go.
Ugh.
So what really got what was the straw that broke the camel's back in my case was his last report card.
Uh-huh.
So I go to the teacher's conference. Now, Connor, who's gotten 100 or 98 on every single test, on his report card, he got all S's, which is satisfactory. E is the best.
Uh-huh.
So I said to the teacher, I said, how could he have not gotten E's?
Uh-huh.
Why'd he get an S? You didn't give him one E. And she said, well, it's easy for him to get a 100. It's easy for him to get an A. So he's not doing anything extraordinary to deserve the E.
Oh, brother. Well, she's not giving him anything extraordinary to do.
Well, this is it. His spirit is being broken. He's doing all this hard work, and he's not getting any credit for it or any you know, excitement for it from his teacher, no stimulation in the class. So what am I going to do, keep him there?
No.
So I, thank God I can afford to move my kids into private school. But what about all the families who can't, Dana?
Mm-hmm.
And this has got me on a new mission because this is what I've decided to do.
Okay.
Yesterday, I called up Robert Weiss at Rights of Americans.
Right.
And I asked him, do I have a lawsuit? I want to sue. This is what I want to do. I want to sue the entire public school administration across the country. I don't know what you would call it. But I want to sue them on discrimination against boys. Because I believe, you have two girls, but I
right.
think boys are discriminated now in the schools. If they don't sit perfectly and act like a girl, they are, you know, either put on drugs, or they try to, you know, label them as ADD, or they try to medicate these children.
Uh-huh.
And if they don't medicate the children, you know what they do? They break the boy's spirit by telling them that they're not acting good. Connor's little best friend, it continuously gets in trouble in school for being jittery. You know, gym is only twice a week.
Ugh.
Recess is only 15 minutes a day. I think it's hard. I couldn't sit. It's hard to sit still all day like that.
Yeah, it is. Yep. I agree. So, well, what is the private school offering that the public school, you know, is, I mean, do they have a better program educationally that Connor will fit into better, or,
well, this,
you know,
particular school, it's a school where you have to be tested to get in. So you have to be at a certain level to even get into the school. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
So it is for the children who are smarter, who are ahead. So right there, that's number one. So they also have a situation where they go according to the child's level.
Uh-huh.
They're taught according to their level, not according to the school curriculum. And here's the number one thing, which totally, you know, got me excited, is they do not use the ELA tests.
Ooh.
Now, all of us in the public schools, everyone knows about the ELA, and the entire curriculum now is ELA.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone noticed that our kids are not learning anything else but ELA?
They're not learning anything, I don't think.
They're not learning about history. They're not learning about science. Mike Connor is doing nothing but preparing for the ELA in his class. And I said to the teacher, I sat down with her and I said, and I also said to the principal, what are you doing besides ELA?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, you know, we have to get certain standards, certain numbers on the ELA score, otherwise we don't get our state funding. So they're so worried about their money not coming in that all they're doing is preparing kids for the ELA.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm just done. And I moved my kids out of there. And I feel bad about it. You know why? Because I'm pissed off that I have to pay all this extra money to send my kids to private school. Why should I – now I'm doing this. What about the teachers? If they're not performing to their job – what would you say? Job expectations?
Yeah. Yep.
Think about it. If let's say you have a little boy or a little girl. Let's say Caitlin goes to school.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say she has some male teacher who just doesn't like her.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And just every day is mean to her and says, you know, or even, you know, kids are told that they're not smart or whatever. Think mm-hmm. about all the kids who have been beaten down, berated, or lost their spirit, their enthusiasm because of one teacher.
Yep.
Now, doesn't that affect their whole life? Yes. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it affect the rest of their studying skills? Yes. And how does that affect future earnings? Think about it. I have a mom who lives on Long Island. I think her name is Leslie or Liz. She wrote to me, and I talked about this last year when I was on Good Day USA on the national radio show. Her son, who was 14, had this one teacher who would say to him, you know what? You're never going to amount to anything. Why don't you just quit school now and go become, you know, a car mechanic? You don't belong. You're not going to go to college.
Ugh.
And she said that the boy was so humiliated and so upset that he was making himself throw up at home. And she was going to the school, and she didn't know what to do. Ultimately, her son, he quit school. He dropped out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yep. Can you imagine? So now this kid, what is his earning potential going to be?
Nothing.
Imagine, think of all the great stories we've heard of all these teachers in, like, the ghettos who tell a kid, I believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
You're smart. And then mm-hmm. the child gets so lifted up that they go to medical school.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a good teacher or a bad teacher, it impacts your entire life.
Yes, it does.
But what happens to the teacher?
Nothing, because they're protected by the union.
They're protected, but besides being protected, parents are afraid to go and do this and go against the teacher. Remember last year we had Christina who posting about this. Her sons, she felt like they were being discriminated against in school. And the school counselor wanted to medicate her kids and put them on ADD drugs.
Yep, yep.
And she was fighting this. And ultimately she had to pull her kids out and homeschool them. But that teacher is still there. That counselor is still there.
Yep, yep.
And they're not tested. Teachers are not tested each year. Why shouldn't they be tested? If every kid has to take the ELA, why shouldn't a teacher be tested to see if they're good enough to go to the next year?
I agree. I think that I agree with everything that you said, because I think that somehow, somewhere, the teachers have become better and I don't know, in some ways, higher than the parents themselves. Because you can't touch them. And it doesn't matter if it's in Long Island or if it's here in the backwoods of Michigan. It's the same exact thing. What they think should happen to your child will happen to your child without you even knowing about it or anything. And it ticks me off. That's what I hate about our schools, is they sit there and they take over the role of parent, and they have no right to. And they're not tested on a yearly basis, and I agree, they should be.
And, you know, I don't know how it works in the rest of the country, but here in Long Island, the teachers are paid very well. And God bless them. I want everybody to make a good living. I am a socialist. I want everyone to make a lot of money or the same amount of money. I don't want people making $100 million and then school teachers and cops making, you know, $17,000. I want everyone to live nicely. So uh-huh. I am for teachers being paid well. But let me just tell you this. The average school teacher on Long Island makes $80,000.
Holy smokes.
They get paid very well. Everyone on, in the island supports this because we want good teachers. So you have a good salary, okay?
Yep.
Now, that's with tenure, okay? So you have a good salary. You have medical benefits. You have the whole summer off.
Uh-huh.
And every time the kids are off, you have off. So Christmas vacation that whole week.
Mm-hmm.
President's week. Okay? We just had a winter break. And yep. then you have Easter week. Plus yep. your whole summer off. Now, on top of that, when the teachers have their teacher conferences, mm-hmm. school is closed. Tomorrow, the public schools are closed because it's Superintendent's Day. Now, why can't these teachers, I think the children should be in school learning tomorrow. Why can't the teachers ever come in and do their business during a vacation?
I don't know.
Now, who in the real world has that much vacation? My husband gets 2 weeks a year. Who gets all the whole summer off and all these other weeks?
Yep. So nobody.
Right. So if they're going to get all this vacation, shouldn't that count for something? Shouldn't other things, you know, be taken into consideration? I think that maybe, you know, it's not such a big deal if they have to stay for a half hour after school to talk to a parent.
I know. And they act as – no. And they act as if, like, you know – they competed in a marathon when it's parent-teacher week. And it's like, so what? You have to stay till 8 o'clock a couple of days a week. Whoop-dee-doo.
You know,
I don't know.
My husband leaves at 5 a.m. and comes home at 10 p.m. a lot mm-hmm. of days. And mm-hmm. not one of the, you know, these most of the teachers, and I'm not saying all the teachers because there are some fabulous teachers out there. Mm-hmm. But there are some teachers who totally suck.
Yep.
And there's nothing we could do to them. So let me just tell you this funny story. So Connor's teacher, I was flipped out because since the school year started on September 6th, she's been out 29 times.
Wow.
I've been counting. So on Connor's report card, when I saw this report card, I wrote this letter and I wrote, how on earth can you even judge my son when you've been out 29 times?
Uh-huh.
29 times. Now, if you didn't show up to work for Happy Housewives Club for 29 times, even for 3 times, you'd be fired.
You'd fire my ass.
Now, where in on earth can you get away with being absent 29 times from September? That's, what is that, October, November, December, January? What is that, four months, Dana?
Yeah. So she was there 3/4 of the time.
Now, her mother was dying. Her mother was sick. So when I went to the school and complained, the principal looked at me like I was crazy. Well, her mother's dying. I said, well, so? That she should take a leave,
mm-hmm.
let her use the Family Leave Act, and let her go. And let's bring in a permanent person to replace her. Let's not have the complete chaos in the school with every day we have a different substitute.
No kidding.
So they all hate me at that school. Number one, you know, I'm complaining all the time. Number two, God forbid, I question what happens in my child's education.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, what are all the other parents thinking? I don't get it. Am I the only one who's thinking of this? So last week when Connor had bronchitis, Dana,
mm-hmm.
I was cleaning the kitchen. And before I knew it was 10:30. And then before I knew it was 11, I said, you know what? The school has never called me. Connor's absent. I put him on the bus this morning, make believe. And let's say he was kidnapped getting off the school bus.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, it was 12:30 and I'm playing chicken with the school, saying when they're going to call me to see where my kid is. So I call up the nurse, the school, and I said, you know, Connor's home with bronchitis. Like, oh, okay. I said, well, when were you going to call me?
Uh-huh.
So she says, I'm just getting to attendance now. And I said, well, a kid would be in South Jersey by now.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should immediately be seeing who's in school, who's not in school, and right away calling the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Especially yep. in light of all this, these two boys who were just kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
So when I've said this to the other parents, they're all like, oh, yeah, that's true. Like, am I the only paranoid person?
No, but you bring up points that people don't even think about. I mean, I wouldn't think about that as much, but I think that you are more vocal about things than most people.
I know, and this is why, you know, the principal's probably whistling Dixie today. Woo! Dollar Shot is gone! What the news good deal with that crazy bitch?
She's probably thrilled
because they don't want to be questioned. But
right.
I am trying to see if there's a way that I can sue the school district and the entire public school educational series for something.
Well, I think what you're doing is getting them where it hurts. They're not going to be able to get the money for Connor and Hannah.
Well,
that's what, $7,000, $8,000 a kid? That's a lot.
Over here, they get $14,000 a kid.
Holy smokes.
Yes. Long Island, you know, the education is really up there, and people pay a lot of money for the education for the children. That's why Northeast schools always, you know, they do better than the rest of the country, because the property taxes are higher here. You know, New York, my property tax is, you know, $20,000.
Oh, wow.
So people pay through the nose in this area, and, you know, most of the money goes to the school district. And it's the way it works is you pay the most money to get into the best school district. So, you see, I could be living in a different spot and be paying $4,000 a year. But I moved into this district and paid this money for this school district. And even with all this money going to the school district, what am I getting for it? I have to leave anyway.
Right.
And I've always been against vouchers. I never liked the vouchers idea. I am for fixing the public school system. And the only way that's going to happen is if more moms get a backbone and fight for their children. Just like Debbie. Uh-huh. Debbie posted that her son is being bullied.
Yep.
There is a no bullying federal law that the public schools have got to protect the child.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sue. You can sue if something happens to your kid. I mean, it's a huge, huge problem going across America. I mean, look at those girls. They went to court yesterday, the ones who beat up that girl.
Yep.
And you know who's going to get in trouble and have to pay that fine? It's going to end up being the school district and the parents. So the kids who are in school, they are supposed to be protected by the school. And if you're going to or from school and you get bullied or hit or hurt, the school's responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So, Debbie, you've got to go. You've got to complain. Make your voice be heard. Make a stink.
Yep.
And this is the only way it's going to, you know, things are going to get better. You know, one of the principals in Connecticut, when we were looking to move to Connecticut at the school district, the realtor said, you know, this principal hung herself because the parents was drove her crazy. And I was like, well, that's the kind of district I want to be in.
Oh, geez.
I mean, I feel bad for the principal. And I feel bad for some teachers because they're really doing a good job. But I just think for the ones who aren't doing a good job, they have to be held accountable.
They definitely do. And I know that, you know, Amanda's going to be entering in kindergarten, you know, this next school year. And one of the moms in her preschool is a friend of mine, and I was telling her, you know, you have to, she's one of those kind of real timid people, and I told her, you have got to be aware of what is going on in your child's classroom, in your child's school, and you cannot be afraid of saying anything. They will take our children in our school district, and they will put them in Title I, which is basically kind of extra help for kids that seem to be a little bit behind.
Yeah.
Without letting the parents know. And up here, the Title I program is junk. I mean, it's not any good at all. And they will take, and they're not supposed to do this, but like last year, and I didn't find out about this until a couple months ago, they took Caitlin in to the counselor for a private meeting with her. I knew nothing about it. Nothing.
That is not good.
No, no. And that's what I'm saying. They think that they're the parent, and I can't stand that. I am the parent. If there is a problem, you call me. You don't deal with it.
Let me interrupt you. I want to ask you something. A few weeks ago, we did a show on your daughter who was having issues.
That was a couple months ago.
Okay, and you were going to the counselor.
Yep.
How did the school react to that? Tell me, did they try to peg your daughter as ADD?
No. No. The counselor did. The counselor asked me if I would be opposed to putting her on medication, and I said it's not even an option. It's not acceptable.
So wait,
I don't...
instead of them trying to stimulate your daughter mentally or find out what the issue is, the first thing the counselor is suggesting is medication.
Right.
Because it's easier for them to have a drugged up little kids.
Right.
To sit there in la-la world.
Right. Yep.
So ultimately, what's going on now? Give us an update.
Oh, things have really turned around. And, you know, when we went to the counseling, it was right before the holidays, and so we haven't actually been back. But we took some real good suggestions and incorporated them into our family. You know, sitting down eye to eye talking with Caitlin and Amanda instead of, you know, talking over your shoulder as you're walking through the room. Taking the time to spend, even if it's a few minutes, cuddling in the evening on the couch and just listening to what they have to say. And for us as parents, learning to speak to them as a person instead of over the top of them. I mean, there's a huge difference. And
And spend time with them. Have you
spend
been
time with
studying a
them.
little bit?
Yes. We've
And do
been
you
doing
see? I believe that. I think it turns the child around, doesn't it?
huge difference. We've noticed a huge difference. And just in our attitude. I mean, I think if you're aware of how you're talking to them or how you're reacting to them, it makes it a lot easier to say, okay, I don't want to yell because that's not going to do any good, or that's going to affect how she talks to us, yada yada. So, yeah, we've made a lot of real good changes around here, and we've been reaping the benefits of them. It's
And
been
she's
going great.
happier and she's doing better.
Yep, she's a lot happier. She's doing better. She's getting a little bit on the sassy side lately, but I know that my kids are real bored right now because, you know, it's wintertime, you're shut up in the house and
All right, but
stuff,
that's
so.
it's a good opportunity for you to cook with them in the afternoons, bake
Yep.
cookies, to
Yep.
also do craft projects.
Yep. We've been
And
doing crafts and game night, and it's just been a lot of fun. And actually, another thing that we did, my mom did this for us when we were real small. Do just a special day. You know, it's like a birthday, but it's just a special day for that child where you celebrate that child as just a person. As, you know, we're happy that you're here. You know, you bake a cake and you sing a song, and it's just all about them for one day. They get what they want for dinner, and it doesn't have to be anything over the top, but like I went out and I bought a small cake, and I got her a small, you know, $5 toy, and
You
we
sound like you're in a
celebrated.
tunnel.
Do I?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Well, your voice sounds totally different. It's like you're in a tunnel all of a sudden.
I'm not.
But that's cute. So the special day idea is very cute. And a
Yeah.
very important thing, moms of daughters, is to tell your daughters that they're beautiful and that they're smart and that you're
Yep.
proud of them. For
Yep.
boys, it's very important for every mother to read Real Boys and The War Against Boys. I love these two books. And I also think I'm going to have to get those authors on this podcast. The most important thing you could tell a boy is it's okay to be upset. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to be jittery a little bit. You're a boy. And every single day, these kids have to have physical exercise. Run them around, play with them, dance in your house.
Yep.
You know, sign them up for a karate or a sport, or get them out in the backyard and play ball, even in the winter. No matter how cold it is, you know, you could do something. Run around your house a little bit.
And check with your local schools. I just found out yesterday that our high school has a open gym night once a week where, you know, anybody can go and you can play basketball or run around, and
That's
it's free.
cute.
It's
That's
free.
good.
So, yeah. Yep.
We like free activities. And speaking of free,
Yes.
Dana, I purged my closets last week, and I posted about this, but I have all these bags of clothes, and moms are saying, I know Vicky wants some shirts, you know, some girls are looking for designer pocketbooks, and I have so many things, pants, slacks, kids' clothes. I want to have an online garage sale, but all the items are free. Only the women have to pay is for shipping, because I'm not going to pay for every me to mail all these big things out. So I think the best way to handle this, Dana, is for me to post some of the things that I have. I have some, you know, boys' clothes size 8, you know, girls' items size 4. I wear a size, I well, most of the pants I'm giving away is size 4 petite. I have, because I can't get into petite anymore. So, but, you know, shirt size small. I have lots of things. So what I was thinking is the women could put up there, we'll have it, let's start a new thread, garage sale thread, and the women can post their sizes, or they could decide if they want to just get a surprise lot. So for that, let's say you put $5 into PayPal and you write that it's for the garage sale, and I send you $5 worth of shipping, whatever that will fit in that size bag. If you want more, put $10 into PayPal or put $20, whatever you want, and I'll fill up the box.
Okay.
Does that sound? I can't think of any other way to do it.
I don't know either. I mean, you kind of want to make it easy, you know.
I know that I could get one nice bag with a few things in it and that send it out for $5. So names, address, $5 into PayPal, and I'm going to send you some stuff. No one knows what it's going to be. You got to be surprised. Or put up there your sizes and, what top you're wearing, what size top, what size bottoms, whatever size you are. And if I have something that I think would be good, I will send it out. Unless we just post a lot of what I have. You know what would be good, Dana, is if Vicky came with a big truck.
There you go.
She lives in Pennsylvania. It's only like 3 hours away.
There you go.
She could come in a big truck. We could fill it up. And then she could go, and then she could have a big garage sale. But we have to
Yeah.
find a way to organize this. But ladies, I want to encourage you all, purge your closets. Let's clean out the drawers, the cabinets, the closets. Give away things that you're not using. Put it on eBay. We have too much junk, too much crap. And I feel overwhelmed when my house is taken over with too much crap.
I do too.
I hate it. I hate it. And, your crap is someone else's new treasure.
Exactly. And actually that'll come up good when we get the budget boot camp launched. One of your goals is to get an emergency fund saved as fast as you can. And I say in there, sell something. You don't need all the stuff that you have. Sell something to try and get that emergency fund built up real quick. So, yeah, that definitely. You can go through your house, you can figure out what you don't use, don't need, don't want, haven't touched in 6 months, sell it, get the money in the bank.
That's
See?
right. So any girls who have eBay accounts, you could put your stuff on eBay. You could have a spring garage sale, but right now, let's start cleaning up the closets. Today, my goal, I did all the kids' closets. I did my bedroom closets. My goal today is to do my bathroom cabinets. I mean, they are out of control.
They get out of control fast, that's for
And
sure.
I mean, there's makeup in there I think I used when I was in 9th grade. I have got to get rid of all of that stuff. That stuff, I'm just throwing all that junk away. But I have shirts, pants, pocketbooks, sweaters, girls, you name it. I have it. If you want it, it's yours. Let me know. We're going to set something up. And anyone else, you have stuff that you want to get rid of, put it up there. Let's do a big swap and let's trade and let's have fun. Dana, I am off
Yes.
now to go clean my cabinets in my bathroom. What are you going to do today?
I am having a day with one of my friends. We're going to go shopping for a little
So this is good. Dana has made a goal to get out there and
bit.
meet new women friends. And now this week you have two new friends, I notice.
Well, they're not new. One of them, the one that we went to the concert with over the weekend, that's the mom of one of Amanda's classmates, and I've known her for a while. The one that I'm going out with today, she's the wife of a friend of my husband's, and they just moved up in our area a couple months ago. But she's pregnant, she doesn't work, she stays at home all the time, and she doesn't do
And
anything.
she's
So I've
bored and
made it
drunk
my
out of her
mission.
mind.
Right, so I've kind of made it my mission to get her out and about until she has the baby at least. So,
Okay, you
yeah.
do that. And girls, I want to encourage all of you to check out the Valentine's Day contest because
Yes.
in what, 6
A week.
days, yeah, you have 1 week to submit your sexiest night or day or event that you've ever, put together for your husband. I want you to write it up, send it to me, and we're going to post it. And whoever wins is going to get that gorgeous charm
Charm
bracelet
bracelet.
that I
Yep.
love from
It's
Inspire
very cute.
Company. Isn't that cute?
It is very, very cute.
It's very cute. Okay, Dana, you have a great day. Girls,
You
have a
too.
great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.